hour number two. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you want to. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, maybe even a personal problem, a rant you want to get off your chest. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners. Literally dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. Not just any photo, but actually one in which they have specifically taken a picture of themselves proving they listen to Free Talk Live. Now, how do they do that, Manwich?
They get a little sign out and a magic marker, and they say FTL on a sheet of paper, and then they hold it up, and they get somebody to take a picture, and then they send it to us.
Or they might write Free Talk Live or reference one of the show personalities or something that, you know, proves beyond a shadow of the doubt that they are who they say they are. So ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have submitted their picture to the Shrine, so we invite you to check it out at freetalklive.com. And also, we're doing our monthly voting drive tonight. It's our first time on, by the way, on WXNT Indianapolis, so welcome aboard to those of you listening. We don't do voting drives every night, just the first night of the month, because over at PodcastAlley.com, we are currently the number one show, man.
We are.
The number one podcast in the world. Now, that's a pretty big deal for us because it actually gives us free press, which is a good thing because that means more people listen to the show and more people come across the message of freedom and liberty.
Right. Podcasting is sort of the new thing in audio delivery.
Right.
And therefore, journalists jumping on the podcasting bandwagon. And where do they go to check out who's number one? Well, they go to PodcastAlley.com.
So we give you the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives, all the other stuff is free at the website at freetalklive.com. And all we ask you for in return is one vote per month. Easy. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address, and that takes care of it. So there you go. Let's go to the phones. To the fun. This is a show about your calls. So we go to Alvin listening on WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Alvin. You're on with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for being here, Alvin.
Hey, you guys have a great show. I happened to pop in by accident about 20 minutes ago, and you guys got my blood pressure through the roof already.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Well, the thing that's on my mind, I heard you guys talking about the war on drugs and things of that nature.
Yeah.
The war on drugs, every time I hear that term or that topic of the war on drugs, I always get a little confused. How can these warlords of, you know, who declared the war on drugs continue to declare war on drugs when they're the main suppliers of the same drugs that they declare war on?
You're suggesting the government is bringing in the drugs?
Well, I mean, you know, how else are they getting to the streets of Compton? How else are they getting to the streets of Minneapolis?
Well, there's various different ways. I mean, first of all, Alvin, you're absolutely right. There's no doubt that there are certain government agencies, certain people within government, certain sheriffs around the country that are involved in moving narcotics. No doubt about it. But there's also plenty of black market people that have no ties whatsoever to the cops as well. So it's multiple different ways that it gets into cities. But you're correct.
Absolutely, I agree with that. There is multiple different ways, but, you know, one of the chief suppliers still seems to me to be the government itself. Me, myself, I have to fight with this drug war on a daily basis.
What do you mean, you have to fight with it?
Well, I put it this way. I broke my back about 5 years ago, and I like to, you know, I'll be honest, smoke a little grass to relax my muscles and my nerves to get me through the day. Instead of the Lord Tabs or the Vicodins that my doctor wants to put me on to where I can't function, I can smoke a little grass, be honest, and I can function throughout the rest of the day. Everything's fine.
I'm with you, Alvin. I smoked a hill of grass in my time.
I hear you. You know, and I'm not a cultivator, so I don't grow.
Right.
But the thing is, you know, I have to get it from somewhere, so that's where my fight with the drug war comes in at.
Certainly.
But it's crazy. I mean, if you can sit and sell alcohol, you know, what's keeping them from making marijuana legal? I don't see much of a difference, except for if I drink alcohol, I get very belligerent, actually.
I see a huge difference. Number one, nobody has ever been killed by marijuana smoking. And there's plenty of people that have been killed as a result of their drinking alcohol. I mean, there's huge differences.
You're absolutely right. There's huge differences in that. And I don't know what this war is. This war has been going on for quite some time now. Where's the front? Where's the back? Where's the troops? What's going on? They go in, they make selected busts throughout selected cities, throughout selected times of the year.
Absolutely.
I remember a couple of years ago, there was a big billboard posted in a few states talking about how they were coming to get the marijuana growers and the marijuana users. you know.
Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on. Before you go on, this is actually something I think that came up on the very first episode of Free Talk Live, like 3 years ago. Somebody made the claim that there was a DEA billboard in town that said something. I think, what did it say, man? Which it said something like, if you think it's dry
right now, wait till next month.
Yeah, wait till next month. And everybody that claimed that they, everybody that claims that they had some sort of contact with it never actually did directly. Did you just hear about the billboard, or did you see it yourself, Alvin?
Yeah, I'm getting that secondhand also. I had a gentleman that's an overload truck driver. He told me that he saw the sign as he was coming through Memphis, Tennessee.
Nobody we have ever spoken to has ever seen it with their own two eyes. And anybody that ever has told us where they saw it, and people have gone to check it out, and they're not there. So it's like this weird kind of, I think, urban myth almost.
Right, we have another urban legend on our hands. But nonetheless, of the country, you know, I mean, you know, there's plenty of, you know, people will be surprised who the marijuana smokers are.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's not like, you know, we wear this big badge on our shirt.
No, and they're not all
marijuana smokers.
Right, they're not all long hair hippies either. I mean, we're talking about doctors, lawyers, even politicians. I mean, all kinds of people.
Absolutely.
Of all social strata.
My ex-girlfriend from high school, you know, I knew her stepfather was, in fact, a marijuana smoker and a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, he got to be an elected official. I doubt he stopped smoking pot.
Probably not.
I hear you. There's plenty of professionals out there that still smoke pot and still maintain a level of professionalism on a daily basis. And none of their clients know one way or the other unless they tell them that's what's going on.
And that's usually because they just do it, like you said, Alvin, they just do it when they get home for the day. I mean, they're not in the middle of the, you know, in their office smoking it. It's typically once they're done with the day, they go home, kick back and relax and smoke their weed, and that's it.
Exactly. It's a safer alternative, I believe, than alcohol.
I'm with you, Alvin.
Alcoholics come up with esophageal, you know, they ruin their esophagus because they drink so much alcohol or ruin their liver, or they go out and kill two or three people on the way home from a couple cocktails at lunch.
How many potheads do you know, get real high and start beating on their wife?
Not a one, because by the time they get about halfway through, all they're thinking about is let's relax a little bit and just kind of chill. You know?
Exactly.
And that's where most marijuana smokers are. Hey, I just want to say, thank you guys, being on the air in Indianapolis, I think you're going to have some very enlightening topics. I'm sorry. Share with the rest of Indianapolis. And hey, just welcome to Indianapolis. I hope you guys have a great show. I'll continue to listen.
We will. And thanks for being out there, Alvin. We're going to continue being on Saturday nights there on WXNT. So thank you, and look forward to hearing from you again. 800-259-9231. Continuing with the phone calls to Ed in Wyoming. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? I love your show.
Hey, Ed, what's up?
Well, so my family has been affected by drug problems since the inception in Wyoming. My uncle OD'd on heroin when he was 12 years old.
Yikes.
And my mother got into the drug scene when she was 16, ended up pregnant, never graduated high school.
Mm.
And my
Terrible.
Other uncle ended up in the federal prison.
Now, a lot of good the war on drugs did them, huh?
Exactly. Well, my father, on the other hand, ended up in prison as a result of dealing heroin, dealing drugs. My stepfather, same thing.
Jeez.
I've had friends who are drug dealers, ended up in prison. I tried drugs, and it never did anything for me, really, but...
Are your friends better off because they are spending 5 to 10 years in prison, Ed?
No, it might not affect them as much. It does definitely affect their lives. They can't own firearms, for example.
That's another aspect of this, that they permanently have their rights affected. Hang on, Ed. 800-259-9231. These people that have been put into prison and then are released, but they're not full people after that. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. Toll-free. Anything goes. It's live. We're here Saturday night doing the show just for you because, gosh darn it, you deserve some live content on Saturday nights.
I agree.
For instance, we're brand new on WXNT in Indianapolis, replacing some of their refeeds. So now they have a live show on, which is a good thing.
It's so hard to get entertaining weekend talk radio, and especially hard to get entertaining weekend talk radio that's live.
But here we are. Of course, you're suggesting we're entertaining, but that's up to you to decide. 800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we've got archives. The last 6 days of the show are there for you, totally free. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee, no credit card transaction. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. In fact, everything that you'll find at freetalklive.com is totally on the house. However, we ask you for one minor thing, and you don't even have to do it. We're just asking you for it. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month sort of thing, which is why we're pushing for it tonight. You go to vote.freetalklive.com. You punch in your email address. You click vote now. They send you a confirmation email. You open it. You click a link in there, and you're done. Literally, it takes you less than a minute's time. and it makes a huge difference for Free Talk Live. So if you appreciate the fact that we give you everything for free at freetalklive.com, definitely give us your vote at vote.freetalklive.com.
Now, we are number one
right now,
but it's just a small margin.
Yeah.
And it'd be so much better if it was a larger margin.
Indeed. The competition is hot, so thanks for your help in advance. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free. 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. As we go back to the phones and back to the fun with Ed in Wyoming. Ed, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Now, we're talking about the war on drugs, Ed, and even though I've asked for calls in favor of the war on drugs, and we got one last hour, I'm not even sure if that was for real, first off. But it seems like everybody's calling in to agree with us. Ed, do you agree that we should end the war on drugs entirely? Ed in Wyoming?
I'm a little bit ambiguous on the whole matter. It seems like it's a... On the one hand, it's a good idea to have that freedom and to actually, marijuana, it's not a really violent drug. But on the other hand, if you're able to give kids that drug, it doesn't seem like it would be a very positive environment for them to learn and grow up in.
Well, just because the drugs would be decriminalized doesn't mean that you'd be giving kids marijuana, does it, Ed? I mean, you wouldn't go out and start buying marijuana for kids, would you?
Well, if it's easily accessible to 18-year-olds mm-hmm. or 21-year-olds, for that matter,
which it is,
like for example, alcohol. If alcohol is accessible to a 21-year-old and marijuana were accessible to a 21-year-old, then it seems like it would be even more accessible for a 13 or 12-year-old who's struggling with grades.
It's already accessible, Ed.
Hormonal changes.
Ed, it's already accessible. In fact, kids that are 13 and 12 will tell you it's easier to get marijuana than it is to get alcohol.
Kids who are in inner cities, kids who...
Kids anywhere,
kids,
dude.
Kids who go to high school.
You're living in a fantasy land. Kids living in a small town can get their hands on marijuana. It's
That's
everywhere.
True. That's true. That's true.
And the war on drugs...
Yes.
The war on drugs... Ed, the war on drugs does nothing more than prop up corrupt police. It just makes the police into a corrupt organization. It makes people disrespect the cops. The cops would actually gain some respect back if the war on drugs was ended. It taxes us all to death for the purposes of putting these drug users in prison, which, of course, does nothing for them and does nothing for us but costs us extra money. As you were pointing out, Manwich, it puts people at risk of being hurt by some crackhead that needs to get his crack fixed, so he goes out and mugs you in the street, Ed, because he needs $300 so he could go buy a vial of crack. I mean, all of this stuff is a result of prohibition. It's a result of the war on drugs. Prohibition didn't work with alcohol, and it doesn't work with drugs. Thanks for the call. Call us again sometime, man. 800-259-9232. 312, Pete in Missouri. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, hi. There are a couple aspects of the whole drug war. You might remember I called in some time back. I talked about the trade, an unfavorable trade balance as a means of controlling the effect of inflation and maintaining the illusion of the dollar. Drug war is the same thing, because really what the government does is they have a DEA to bust non-affiliated dealers, the CIA, otherwise known as the Cocaine Importing Agency,
okay,
to bring in hard drugs from overseas, and their affiliated, officially blessed dealers are instructed what to do with their profits, where to put, what banks to put their money in. They can put it in, you know, stocks and what have you. So those phony dollars, the la-la money, the debt units, come back to bid up the prices of stocks and what I call real waste, and that creates more of an illusion of prosperity. Okay, it's a way of again controlling the effect of inflation. It's one of three bitter pills that we're asked to swallow. Plus, you could solve the unemployment problem by putting people in jail and then putting them to work for prison industries, and of course, the same dollars that own the drug trade are the dollars that own the prison industry.
That is a little disturbing. You're right. I mean, what are the statistics, man? It's like we have 2% of our population in prison right now, or in prison and on parole,
that's
or something like
number,
that.
Yes.
We have the largest percentage, as far as per capita, amount of people in prison per person in this country than any other country in the entire world. We just love imprisoning our own people here in this country. And as you're pointing out, Pete, it's because we just want them basically as slaves.
Exactly. Now, regarding legalizing marijuana, I'm a member of NORML. And I believe, I did believe in legalization.
That's the National Organization for Reform of
Marijuana Laws. So I met a lot of really nice people there, passed out a lot of Alex Jones videos, discussed the politics of freedom with them.
Yeah.
And they have the best parties, of course. But the thing that I'm getting at, I don't really believe in their style of legalization as in, let's control it, license it, and tax it.
Is that what they want to do? Because, yeah, I agree with you. I think decriminalization is a better choice.
I think a better idea is to simply take it back from the government. If you remember, back during the days of the double nickel and the CB radio, people universally ignored the FCC's licensing requirements for CB radios.
Right.
To the effect where the government said, okay, you don't need a license for it.
That's true.
And the way to do that with weed is to simply plant. Go through your neighborhood, get some good seeds, get some crummy seeds. Just start planting everywhere. Plant it on the lawns of high up cops, judges, and lawyers.
Yeah.
And then phone in reports so they could seize their assets.
Yeah, it's a great idea. In fact, you don't even really have to plant them. If you've got a bunch of them, you can just kind of drive by and throw them in somebody's front yard, and they'll just start growing. Because that's why they call them weed. That's why they call it weed, because it just, you don't have to even tend the stuff. It'll just start growing. And actually, there's an organization, I don't know who it is, but they call it Operation Overgrow, that, you know, wants you to go by the police station and throw seeds in their little planters and things like that, and in the medians and in your town and that sort of thing. It's an interesting idea, and I like it, Pete. Thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome.
800-259-9231. In fact, we were talking about how all kinds of different people of all social strata are drug users, and specifically marijuana, because really it is a war on marijuana than it is anything else.
It truly is.
Sure, they bust those other drugs, but it's easier to bust marijuana. It's smelly, it's bulky, for instance. And lots of different types of people use it. So one of the other ways that, you know, we might be able to get change to happen would be for some of these upper echelon users, like, for instance, Montel Williams, to come out of the closet, so to speak. More coming back. It's your show, 800-259-9231. And we'll get to the military recruiter story coming up. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with no BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success Handmade Body Soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the Novio Deodorant Lotion Bar and the Handmade All-Natural Soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NOBIO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bio.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show and bring up anything from a political issue to a personal problem, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. We're live here at the Saturday Night Edition. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll find out first if you're on the updates list. Just go directly to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. We'll be sending out an update sometime this weekend because there's going to be a brand new Shriner added to the site over the weekend. So, again, if you're on the updates list, you'll know first. Updates.freetalklive.com. Still doing our voting drive tonight. It's the first night of the month, which means that we ask you for your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. Currently the number one podcast in the world at podcastalley.com, thanks to your votes. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't be in the top 10, period. And
true.
We are number one, and we want to continue being number one for the entire month. So we need to front load as many votes as we possibly can right now. Vote. freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute, and it makes a big difference for us, so thank you in advance. To the Army recruiter story that I promised earlier tonight, an Army recruiter from Fallon, Nevada, is supposed to try and get people in uniform, but former recruiter Richard Corey Asher is accused of doing just the opposite. This from 6 Action News. He faces charges of taking nude pictures of high school girls who are interested in joining the military.
How did he pull this off?
How did he pull... their clothes off?
No. I'm just wondering, did he convince them, hey, you know, going to have to...
Well, the Army needs a couple of pictures of you buck naked.
Yeah. Yeah, we might not be able to...
Authority is such a strange thing.
You're right. And I don't know. I'd love to have been, you know, a fly on the wall for that one to find out exactly how he coerced or convinced them into removing their clothing. Asher was immediately removed from his recruiting position and banned from high schools. Investigators say they found digital pictures of a 17-year-old girl engaged in various sex acts.
I don't think he just convinced her that the Army needed those pictures.
No, that's not just nudity. The girl told the investigators that she consented to the X-rated photos, but she was underage at the time.
Not so good.
Authorities say Asher will face child pornography charges. And really, that's all there is to the story, but it's definitely somebody abusing their authority, somebody abusing their power. Although the girl did consent to the photos, she did consent to the acts, even though he does have some sort of authority. He is a person in a position of authority, and that certainly is a factor here. But do you really think that he should have been charged?
Do I think
with child pornography?
I don't know. How old was the girl?
17.
Well, it's awfully close.
And she didn't bring the charges. She consented to them. She's saying, I don't want to charge this guy.
How old is he?
Doesn't say.
Yeah. You know, in some
I would guess he's probably
it's
late
interesting.
20s.
In some states, it's kind of interesting. You can it's legal to have sex with a girl at a certain age, but it would be illegal to take the pictures because she would be younger.
Yeah,
like,
you're
for
right.
For instance, if you're a 19-year-old guy, you can have sex with a girl.
Well, yeah, here in Florida,
if you took any pictures,
you're right.
Child porn.
You're absolutely right. Here in Florida, for instance, you can be up to, I think, 24 and have sexual relations with as young as 16.
Mm-hmm.
But you're correct. If you take photographs, take any sort of evidence of your acts, somehow she's old enough to consent to the act, but not to consent to having it photographed. That
apparently
doesn't make
not.
Sense to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you have any thoughts on that one, 800-259-9231. I think he was probably out of line using his authority in this fashion. But at the same time, I don't want my tax dollars paying to put this guy in prison. I think he's just one of these guys that's been, you know, victimized by the system, by these stupid statutory rape charges that we have, for instance, or in this case, say, so-called child porn. I don't think you're a child at 17. You can be immature at 17. I mean, you can also be very mature at 17. It all depends on how you were raised and, you know, what your life was like, what your experiences have been. So,
well, it's certainly true that there doesn't seem to be much difference between 18 and 17. But, you know, I can understand why they have to have some sort of cutoff point.
I don't understand it. I would like to hear from you, though. 800-259-9231. And let's see, Manwich. We got news from New London.
Oh, really?
Now, if you're just tuning in, you're on WX, listening on our newest affiliate, WXNT Indianapolis. You don't know that we've been following the New London case very closely here on Free Talk Live. Ever since, actually before the Supreme Court decision, and certainly ever since the Supreme Court decision from this past summer, I guess it was late July or late June when it came down, in case you were living under a rock, the Supreme Court basically decided, you governments, you can take anybody's property you want to and give it to whoever you want to. So that's what they're doing. The city of New London, Connecticut, has for years been trying to take the property of seven property owners in New London, in the Fort Trumbull area, and they wanted to turn it over to big companies, private companies, which of course is totally anathema to the American way and your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of property, the ability to have your home be your castle, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the Supreme Court basically flushed your property rights over the summertime. So we've been kind of following the case because these seven property owners that took their case all the way to the Supreme Court, they didn't just walk away. They didn't just go home and move out of their properties once this ruling came down. They said, no, we're not giving up. We're not leaving our properties. These are our homes you're talking about. You're supposed to be able to own property in this country and be safe and secure that our government won't come and steal it from you. But these people are going to put up a fight to the bitter end, however bitter it may be. So we've continued to follow the story. And one of the side stories that has developed recently is the one of Lauren Ann Canario. She's actually a member of the Free State Project, and we're also members of the Free State Project. She moved into Fort Trumbull. She moved into one of the apartment buildings owned by one of the property owners for the specific purpose of providing, you know, another voice, providing backup, providing to be another person on their side. That's why she moved there. She started renting an apartment. And a few weeks back, I think it was about 2 weeks now, they were having some sort of a city meeting, town meeting, where the public was invited to attend. And she was amongst a number of the members of the public that wanted to attend the meeting. They tried to go into this meeting, and the fire marshal was up at the top of the stairwell, blocking entrance from the meeting, saying, nope, can't come in, sorry, all full. Wait, you're all full? How many people are in there? 49. But the room's supposed to hold at least 100. What's going on? Well, we're all full. And so he wouldn't let these people come in. He wouldn't let the townspeople come in to their own town meeting. Now, what happened was they ordered the people out of the stairwell, and Lauren Canario refused to go. She refused to leave. She wanted to go into the meeting.
Right.
As is her ability as a citizen of this country.
She should be able to go into her own town meeting.
Well, it's been 13 days, according to The Day, which is a New London newspaper. It's been 13 days since Lauren Ann Canario was sent to prison for refusing to leave City Hall following a canceled City Council meeting. And apparently, the article's position is that nobody's really even paying attention to her. According to one of the city councilors, I don't think anyone's paying attention to it, said Councilor Beth Sabia. That Canario doesn't have any ties to Fort Trumbull or New London makes it difficult to sympathize with her, the elected bureaucrat said. Canario, age 48, came from New London from Las Vegas with plans to help Fort Trumbull homeowners protect their houses from the city. She's a former Army firefighter with a doctorate in art, and as part of her protest against eminent domain, she was renting an apartment in one of the buildings slated for demolition. What does that mean, she doesn't have ties to Fort Trumbull? She's renting an apartment there. Do you have to live somewhere for 50 years before you can have ties to it? Before anybody will care about you and what happens to you? Before someone will pay attention to the fact that you're rotting in prison because, well, the cops were angry at you because you didn't leave a stairwell because you wanted to go into a town meeting? How long does it take to get ties to an area, man, which...
You know, that's baffling to me that they would even say that. She lives there.
We'll give you the rest of the detail here. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. Conversely, where oxygen is deficient, disease thrives. With atmospheric oxygen levels commonly dipping as low as 10% in today's indoor and urban environments, is it any wonder we have so much chronic disease to deal with? Most of us are oxygen deficient and don't even know it. Without sufficient oxygen, both our physical and mental health will deteriorate. Clearly, increasing the body's oxygen without negative side effects is critical to achieving good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. To learn more about safely increasing your body's oxygen level, click the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. If you want to take control of the show, that's the number for you. You can bring up anything from political to the personal, 800-259-9231. And we're here live. It's Saturday night edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming there for you. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version. So two sizes to fit everybody on the internet.
Right. So if you've got a broadband connection, you can get a nice big audio sound.
And nice beefy stream.
And if you've got dial-up, well, hell, you don't care about having good internet anyway. So we'll give you a little tinny little little stream. But you can hear us. You can hear us anywhere in the world.
Exactly.
And we've had callers from everywhere. Argentina to Zimbabwe. I don't know about Zimbabwe.
No, not yet on Zimbabwe. But we have
if
really
you're listening
had
in Zimbabwe,
from...
give us a call.
That'd be great. 800-259-9231. So you can also go vote for us, by the way. We're doing our monthly voting
drive. Tokyo.
Yes, we have. Brazil, I think. Mm-hmm. We're doing our monthly voting drive. All you have to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you've been to our website, you know that we give you everything for free. There's nothing there that we charge you for. Like those, unlike those other shows that want $5 a month or whatever to listen to archives, we give them away. All we ask for you in return is a vote. So go to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. Makes a huge difference for Free Talk Live. Because of your vote so far this month, we're number one. We're the number one podcast in the world over at podcastalley.com. So help us out and then tell some friends about the show. It's a good thing. freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about Lauren Canario. She's in jail right now, in prison, actually. And she's been in there for 13 days. She went in as a result of refusing to leave when ordered to. She was trying to attend a town meeting. And the county bureaucrats said, and this is in New London, Connecticut, by the way, she's trying to attend a town meeting, and they said, nope, sorry, you can't come in. We're all fooled up. Well, but there's still seats open in there. Sorry, you can't come in. So then she refused to leave the stairwell when ordered to do so, and then she was charged with first-degree trespass, refusal to be fingerprinted, and interfering with the police when she refused to leave City Hall. Since then, she has not spoken a single word to officials, nor has she cooperated with an attorney. Instead, she sat silently at the Janet York Correctional Institution in Connecticut. She'll be appearing in Tuesday in New London Superior Court. On Sunday, Canario's supporters, lots of the members of the Free State Project, for instance, came down to hold on Sunday, meaning tomorrow, they're going to be holding a second rally for her. They did one earlier in the week in front of the home of Suzette Kilo, one of the property owners who lost their court case to keep their homes at the Supreme Court. Last week, about 10 supporters rallied in front of York Prison. Members of the Coalition to Save Fort Trumbull will attend the rally, as will Representative so-and-so from Mr. McCutel, which is, it's interesting. We always talk about how politicians like to jump out in front of parades. Well, here's one of them doing that.
They really do
thing.
Love that.
Yeah, whenever a politician, this is how politicians work. Whenever they smell, they've kind of got like a issue-dar, like kind of like gay-dar, except it's issue-dar. Whenever they smell like something gaining popularity or something happening politically, they'll jump right out in front of that parade and act like they were there the whole time.
Dun, 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 dun,
here
dun,
I
dun,
am!
Dun, dun, dun.
Look at me! Well, in this case, he's doing a good thing. This particular politician is, he says, quote, I'm going there because I believe there is injustice in New London, and I want to be there to challenge it. I think this woman is standing up for the property rights of all the citizens of the state of Connecticut, and I think she needs to be supported. And he's right, she does, as opposed to being just forgotten and left to rot in prison. Property owners in the Fort Trumbull area are welcoming any attention brought to their cause. Matt Derry said he found Canario's sudden appearance in the neighborhood odd, but he says it's nice to know that people you don't even know are concerned with your welfare. Bill Von Winkle, from whom she rents the Fort Trumbull apartment, says he still believes Canario will make a national splash. Councillor Rob Perro, however, portrayed Canario as an opportunist who's more concerned with the issue of eminent domain than a city that she arrived in only weeks before her arrest.
Yeah, well, Rob Perro's last name in Spanish means dog.
That's true.
Yeah.
Rob Dog.
He's a dog.
He says...
Who cares what he thinks?
Well, here's what he thinks. The will of the council, at least my will not be determined by a person who lives in Las Vegas. I think it's kind of a disgrace.
She doesn't live in Las Vegas, you dope. She lives in New London, Connecticut. That's where she's registered to vote.
Yeah.
She moved there. She's renting an apartment. She's living in that apartment. She's got a job in the community. What do you want from this lady?
Yeah, how long do you have to be somewhere to become respected as a member of the community?
I mean, if I was born in
she
a particular
in
city and then I moved to another city, am I not a member of that, you know, am I not a member of the community in that city?
Were you born in New London, Mr. Perro? As city council elections approach and the discussion about eminent domain remains at the forefront, others have also treated Canario with indifference. Here's President Michael Joplin, the president of the New London Development Corporation. Now, this is the front group, the NLDC, the front group that the city government set up years ago in order so they could grab these people's property, transfer them via eminent domain to the New London Development Corporation, and then the NLDC was planning on selling the property to the final private owners.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Pfizer Corporation.
Yeah, so this guy's a scumbag, basically. Here's what he has to say. Who? She hasn't had any effect on the NLDC. I didn't even know her name. Sure you didn't, buddy. Sure, you haven't been reading the paper or watching any of the news coverage on your situation. Oh, yeah. I don't believe him for a second.
No.
He's just a slimy bureaucrat scumbag. Loser. Lowlife. Joplin says he suspects that Canario's involved with the Institute for Justice, a nonprofit libertarian law firm representing the homeowners, but a spokesman for the Institute says it doesn't have a position on her because she's not directly related to the case. No, she's not involved with the Institute for Justice. She's a Free State Project member. She's somebody who believes in liberty. She believes in freedom. She believes it so much, she dropped what she was doing in Las Vegas to move to New London, Connecticut to help defend a group of people she's never met before in her life. I think she's a hero, personally.
So many people will not defend their own rights to freedom.
And she's defending other people's rights. That's a real American. More coming back. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control of the phones. Even in these remaining moments, we're only here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we give you everything on the house, whether it be the bulletin board system, the live streaming, the archives, all that stuff is free. Of course, we don't ask you for anything. Well, we're asking you for voluntarily to contribute to the show. You can contribute to the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you like what we do on Free Talk Live and you want us to keep doing it, you want us to do it in more markets around the country. For instance, we just added Indianapolis tonight, so again, welcome to WXNT. We want to expand that. We're on in, I think, 8 markets now. We'd like to be on in 500, and we're going to be eventually, but with your help, it can happen sooner rather than later. And bringing more liberty to this country sooner rather than later, I think it's a good idea. So, if you got $3 a month you can spare, head over to amp.freetalklive.com to read all the details about it. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. We still give you everything for free at freetalklive.com. So, again, amp.freetalklive.com. And as an added bonus, once we reach our goal, we'll cut back on the commercial time by at least 25%. Sweet deal. So, Manwich, let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Marty in Texas. Marty, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Good evening. I wanted to take issue with you about your position on New London.
Yes, sir.
do you feel the Supreme Court should have ruled against the New London government in that instance?
I think it's an outrage.
I think if they're reading the same constitution I am, and the one that says nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. I think they neither got it for just compensation, nor is it being taken for private use. Yes, I completely for public use. I completely disagree with the Supreme Court's ruling.
That's where I have to take issue with you.
You've got a different constitution?
No, I feel that the Supreme Court shouldn't have taken any ruling. They had no jurisdiction.
Because you're an anarchist or what?
No, because it was a local matter.
It's the Constitution of the United States of America.
They went to court locally, and then they lost, and then they went up the level. They went all the way to the Supreme Court. That's how the court system works. You can keep reappealing and challenging. That's what they did.
The Supreme Court should have refused to hear the case.
Which would have just done the same. I mean, that would have basically been the same result.
But it says here, my Constitution of the United States of America, that your property cannot be seized unless it's for public use without just compensation.
Thanks for the call, Marty. Let's go to Alex in Texas. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live with Nina Manwich. Hello. Whoa, hello. Alex in Texas. And I don't think he's there. Okay, so Manwich, you had a quote you wanted to
make. You know, it seems to me that this Sam Adams quote is very relevant. If you love your wealth greater than liberty, the tranquility of servitude greater than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. This is what he told people who weren't willing to fight for freedom
in revolutionary times.
We shall not seek your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were our countryman. Samuel Adams, American Revolutionary.
Indeed. We're done. Saturday Night Edition, out. We'll be back Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and if we're not on your local station on Monday night, well, you can always call them and beg them to put us on. Otherwise, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. It has been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Again, we'll see you Monday, 8 o'clock Eastern. In the meantime, join us online, freetalklive.com, and don't forget to go vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...